From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Friday President Donald Trump is still weighing options in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that Washington believes President Bashar al-Assad carried out.
Our president has not yet made a decision about possible actions in Syria. But should the United States and our allies decide to act in Syria, it will be in defense of a principle on which we all agree. It will be in defense of a bedrock international norm that benefits all nations.
At least 40 people were killed, hundreds sickened in last week's attack in Douma, in eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of Damascus. Syria continues to deny using any chemical weapons. Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government security forces.
The Thursday night attack took place in Shindan District in the province of Herat, which borders Iran. The district governor told VOA the insurgent raid also wounded 4 security personnel. The so-called Law and Order police post was manned by Afghan police personnel when it came under attack. The district chief of the Law and Order police contingent was among those slain. A Taliban spokesman claimed in a statement sent to the media that the attack in Shindan left more than 20 Afghan security personnel dead. It also said insurgents took away 4 armored military vehicles. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Violence broke out along the Gaza Strip Friday during Palestinian protests that resulted in more than 500 people being injured. The Gaza Health Ministry says the Israeli troops used gunfire and tear gas to repel attempts by Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. The protesters are demanding an end to the decade-old blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday called former FBI Director James Comey an untruthful slimeball and said it was his great honor to fire him after learning details of Comey's memoir to be released next week.
Former FBI Director James Comey's new book, A Higher Loyalty, has been anticipated for weeks and months. The book is due out next week. The Associated Press purchased a copy. In our reviewing it, the FBI Director spares very little in terms of his attacks on the president. He calls him unethical and untethered to truth. He often goes back to comparing it to a mob boss, that the president was sort of running a New York crime family in some ways.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week.
Earlier this month, Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga spoke about his country's priorities for the Trump-Abe meeting, saying the North Korean missile issue will be high on the agenda. So will be trade.
We anticipate discussions on the importance of free trade, since that is of interest to us during the meeting.
Trump slapped aluminum and steel trade restrictions on Japan and others last month. Tokyo wants those restrictions lifted. Yuri Nagano for VOA News, Tokyo.
And a turnaround. Uganda's government announced Friday that it may take in 500 African asylum seekers from Israel. Israel wants to relocate thousands of Africans that it says entered Israel illegally. Uganda's state minister for relief, disaster preparedness, and refugees acknowledged that request from Israel during a news conference Friday. The UN Refugee Agency says about 4,000 African asylum seekers have voluntarily left Israel for Uganda and Rwanda since 2013. Reports both countries have continuously denied. 4 years ago, Nigerian activists issued a simple demand that was to bring back our girls. They demanded the Nigerian government rescue 276 schoolgirls taken in the night by Boko Haram from the dormitories in a northeastern town of Chibok. Since her abduction in 2014, some girls have escaped Boko Haram. Others have been freed through negotiations. 112 kidnapped girls are still missing. And some of the parents say that the government isn't doing enough to find out where they are and to bring them back home. Ecuador's president, Lenin Moreno, said Friday that the country has information that confirms the deaths of 2 journalists and their driver who were kidnapped last month by Colombian insurgents. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.